Chapter 8, The Yoga of Imperishable Brahman. Arjuna said, "What is Brahman and primal self? And what is karma, O Krishna? What is the primal element? Also, what is the primal God? Who and in what way is primal sacrifice here in this body? And how are you known at the time of death by the self-controlled ones?" The Holy Lord said, "Deathless is the Supreme Brahman, the primal self that dwells in all, the sacrificial offering, karma causing both birth and life. The primal element is the perishable adjunct of this. The primal God is indweller, and I the primal sacrifice. And he who at the time of death, meditating on me alone, goes forth and leaving the body, doubtless attains to my being. Whatever he remembers when departing from the body, that alone is reached by him because of his constant thinking of that. Therefore, at all times, constantly remember me and then do fight. With mind and intellect absorbed in me, you thus shall come to me. With mind made steadfast by yoga, which turns not to anything else, to the divine supreme spirit he goes meditating on him. He who meditates on the seer, the ruler, the ancient subtler than the atom, support of all whose form is inconceivable and radiant like the sun and beyond darkness. At the hour of death, with his mind unmoving, endowed with devotion and with yoga power, with the prana entering between the eyebrows, he goes unto the divine supreme spirit. That which Veda knowers call the eternal, which the ascetics free from passion enter, desiring which they live as brahmacharins, that path I shall explain unto you briefly. Controlling all of the senses, confining the mind in the heart, drawing pranas into the head, doing yogic concentration, uttering om, the syllable that is God and intent on me, departing thus from his body, he then attains the goal supreme."